If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday. We got some great guests to come in this show. Ryan Williams of FanDuel and NumberFire. Ryan Horvat from the BetQL Network. I'm sure talking a lot of Packers with us later on. We'll get to the NFC games in about 20 minutes. Right now, though, it's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board.
It's time for Aaron Hawksworth to take us off the board on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Good morning. Happy Friday. And you know who is not very happy this morning? Penny Hardaway. He is frustrated. He is the head coach for Memphis, and Memphis had his third straight loss, a 70-62 embarrassing home loss to Ed Egros' SMU Mustangs last night. So take a listen to what Penny Hardaway had to say to the media afterwards.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Oh, wow. I loved his reaction. You could feel the passion, the frustration. He said he's not embarrassed, but he's a little frustrated working with these freshmen.
Felt like the this year, this generation, or this decade's version of Mike Gundy's I'm a man, I'm 40.
Yes.
I was thinking of that when he was talking about like protecting the kids, they're only kids. The one question I have for Penny, though, is, how many players are you going up against that are 24 years old? Am I missing something? How many 24-year-olds is Penny Hardaway's team going against? What was he talking about?
Well, do we have the super senior thing with college basketball as well?
24, though?
Yeah, that's
well,
pretty...
Well, the good
there might be one
leaving
person
for the NBA.
I wonder if it's legitimate. So I don't know how he's being covered locally, or does he have thin skin? Because if he has thin skin, he's probably getting in the wrong business. You're going to be criticized more as a head coach than as a player, because you're the constant. You're the recruiting.
Right.
You're the development guy. You're everything in college basketball, just college sports in general. So you have to figure everything out. I wonder if he's ever been criticized like this, because when he was a player, he was great. I loved him. He's one of my favorite players when I was a kid, but it was always about the injuries. He always had the injury excuse, what he could have been. So he probably was never, ever criticized, and he played in a smaller market in Orlando. And plus, he wasn't the focus. It was always all about Shaq, when he was in his heyday. So I wonder if he's ever dealt with something like this.
With adversity, and,
yeah. But if that's the case where people are covering the team without any context, I understand why he's frustrated. I'll say that. But you also have to do your job. You have to. You can't just take everything that's happening on the court and when there are disappointments, just say, "Oh, it's fine. It's fine. This guy's out. That guy's out. It's fine. It's all," like that only goes so far.
That's a good point. You know, when you have a successful career as a player, or even I think about it like these guys who play football at Alabama and then they go on to a losing team in the NFL. Like, what is that like? They're not used to losing ever. And so I think you do see some frustration, like you saw with Jonathan Allen and I forget who it was punching each other on the Washington football team. Like, those are Alabama guys who probably aren't used to losing. And you get into the emotion of it because it's frustrating.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good point on the losing with Hardaway. Like, all he's done is won his whole life. He's been the best wherever he's gone. Like, it's now you're at Memphis trying to rebuild a program. That could be stressful. That's not easy, but he better have thicker skin. Otherwise, we're going to get more of these press conferences soon.
And it's Memphis. You're number one there. You're not in a market where, you know, people start to pay attention to college basketball after the NFL season ends.
Right. You're not in a big city where there's other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Although they do have the Grizzlies right now.
That's true.
That's all they have, right?
I remember when I was a reporter in Dallas, and after the Cowboys season would end, we'd all start going to Mavericks practice, and Dirk Nowitzki was like, "Where have you guys been all season?"
Season's halfway, almost over, regular season.
They would get so mad. We would show up like in March or whatever. Too bad.
It's like that in Philadelphia with the Sixers, right? Yep. Like, there's people that cover the team every day, obviously, but like for the most part, then like this week, everyone starts going back to the Sixers because the Eagles are done.
How about hockey? Like, nobody shows up to the playoffs.
No, the Flyers got to make the playoffs. Then people will show up.
Yes.
Yeah. And the hockey players seem to get it because I've seen that too. They kind of roll their eyes, but they're like, here they come. You know, now that NFL season's over. Now
nothing better to do. Here they come again.
Yeah. They always seem to respect the regulars a little bit more, but I'm sure they get it. It's a business. NFL is the big moneymaker. So speaking of NFL, all week we've been talking about the Cowboys. So much content this team has created with their collapse in the playoffs. Even Charles Barkley had to weigh in.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
It had to be football. Well, singly the worst play call in sports history.
No, not sports history.
No, it's Dude, the quarterback sneak in that situation.
He was the quarterback.
Out of all the sports alive, that was the worst play call in history. Yes, it was.
That wasn't a play call.
What?
It wasn't a play call.
What do you mean?
They called another play. The play got broke up, so he tried
to No, they did. They called that play.
Oh, listen, but it's not the worst play call.
They called that the worst
play call in the history of sports.
In sports, Kenny.
You haven't watched enough sports.
Okay. No, he's watched probably too much sports.
Yes.
I love it.
It's so good. They're always at the barbershop. They're always at the corner of the bar. That's why that show is magic. They don't need to know as much about the current players. They clearly don't if you watch everything that they say, but they know enough and they're entertaining as all hell. When I was on Buffalo yesterday, they got a kick out of my mini rant about Mike McCarthy, and they're like, "But you're right. Nobody thought that was a good idea to bring them in." And now the hotshot OC, is he a hot name anymore? Some teams are talking to him, but not as many as I thought. I think he's going to stay there in Dallas just because of that gaffe, whatever you want to call it, at the end.
So obviously Barkley was kind of speaking like in hyperbole. It was the worst play call in history.
He lost money on the game, right? We all understand that.
But I saw a nugget earlier this week that in the dating back to the early 90s in the playoffs, I guess, when the play-by-play data went back, no team with that little time to go has ever run the football without a timeout in their pocket in the history of the NFL playoffs.
Wow.
When losing. Like, it's a similar situation, right? You're down, you need to score, you have no timeouts. No one has ever run the football.
Was there another example? Was it 30 seconds is the cutoff? Or?
Yeah, I forget the exact thing, but like, as long as play-by-play data goes back, you're down. I think it was under a minute, no timeouts. No one's ever run the ball because why would you run the ball on purpose? It doesn't make any sense. It is
no timeouts.
If not the worst play call, one of the most bizarre we've seen in a very long time.
But it's a rough call.
All right, we have to
because they were guaranteed to have a touchdown.
One of my favorite stories. We didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday. CJ Uzomah, he might be one of my favorite new players, tight end for the Bengals. He explains why he loves winning so much. Take a listen.
I want to see Joe Burrow absolutely hammered wherever we are and me just feeding him more drinks and just tossing. That's the dream. Like that's why I play, to win and to have a good time with the boys. I want TB to be holding a bottle of Henny like J.R. Smith with the Cavs with his shirt off the entire off season. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I want. So, you know, seeing Chelsea win, seeing the scenes in the locker room, seeing Thomas come in and start spraying champagne. That's what I want. I want to be right after the Super Bowl. I want a bottle of champagne. I want to bust it open and just start spraying everyone with it. That sounded like I was an alcoholic. I'm not, but all the celebrations, there's alcohol involved. So, you know, I'm like, all right, like I don't know. That's something that you dream of as a little kid, and that's something I still aspire for, and you know, that's what we're working for.
I love it. Candid, but this is also why I think the Titans are going to win. Like Joe said, they had their Super Bowl. This guy's he basically described the Super Bowl happening already.
1 million on the Titans. 1 million. Chelsea's going to be very happy when she's frozen at their stadium. I mean, yeah. Are we too confident in this one? But I gotta say, every minute, like every time we get a new piece of information about this matchup, there's something more I like about the Tennessee side, which scares the hell out of me.
You give this Bengals team an inch, they want a mile. I mean, we just
like calm down.
First playoff win in 30 years, guys. Can we stack another one before we're talking about the Super Bowl celebration?
Put the cigar and the champagne and the Henny down. You've got another game to play.
They won one game against the Raiders,
who stink. So Joe Burrow must be a fun drunk. Everyone wants to see that guy drunk.
Yeah,
he must be a fun.
We see him sober. How he shows up at the stadium in the post games.
Yeah.
Could you imagine him drunk?
I just thought they were cool.
For some reason, I feel like Joe Burrow isn't that different when he's drunk. Like, I feel like he just gets like a little goofy smile, but otherwise he's completely the same because he just seems fun as it is.
Right.
Giggles at everything. Yeah.
Man. Do you think they bring cigars to this game? Like, would he smoke a cigar after the game again? Or, like, is that for a Super Bowl? Like, he's always the cigar guy after a big win.
Equipment guy would probably have it. Yeah.
Yeah, just always have a cigar just in case I need one after a big win. I feel that's got to be his thing. Like, as he becomes one of the biggest stars in the NFL, he needs that.
I think that's a pretty good move. Yeah. I like it. It's old
branded.
School.
Yeah. Yeah. He brand himself that way.
Man. Are cigar shops or smoke, I forget what they're called, are places popping up by you guys?
Like new things, you mean? Or
yes. Yes.
I don't think so. I mean, there's still like the old school cigar shops I see once. They're around, but is there newer things I don't know about? Like vaping, you mean? Or
yeah. That's okay. What they're known for, but they have everything in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they're popping up a in. Lot I've of different them. Places near me.
I mean, Joe Burrow can get endorsement.
What's that, Jake?
I passed a new one yesterday. Like literally brand new.
Yep. They're popping up in all these like mini malls.
Interesting. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sports. On the other side, we'll dive into the NFC games for Division Round Weekend right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.